What is going on, blog reader? Yeah, we're going to do it a little different for this blog. One, because I really didn't feel like typing out everything. Believe it or not, that does... No, I'm good. All good. No. Oh, man. Okay, it's crazy here. Yeah. Yeah. Where was I at? Sorry, man, there's people everywhere. Okay, let's get into it. Yeah. Yeah. New blog style. Voice recording for today. I'll try to keep it to like 5 minutes, because I think that's what I'm going to say in my Instagram post. Currently sitting on the curb outside of a cafe in the middle of downtown Granada, Nicaragua. What a time to be alive. Yeah. Man, where do I begin? Okay, currently how I'm feeling absolutely amazing. Today's been phenomenal. I've had so much good time with the Lord. Yeah, just time in the Word, time in prayer, time in with community, and honestly just alone time, just enjoying the life that the Lord has. Yeah, it is such a blessing. Got to talk to my man Luis today. I know you guys don't know who Luis is, but Luis is my friend in the community across from where I'm staying. Met him last week. That's my dog. Got to go over to his house today and catch up with him. Super sick guy. His birthday is in December, so everybody wish Luis a happy early birthday. Yeah, what else? Okay, let's update. Okay, flew in, I think 2 weeks ago? It'll be, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Something like that. I want to say 2 weeks ago, this coming Monday. Yeah, staying on a farm, and it is absolutely phenomenal. You're probably like, Thomas, please just tell me what you're actually doing. Sorry, I just realized that. Let me tell you. Okay, here's the schedule. Here's the rundown for the day. Wake up at 5 a.m. I know, like off the rip, that's like, whoa. But no, it's honestly super good. Yeah, wake up at 5 and we have prayer and devotion from 5 to 7. And it is it is one of the best things I've ever done. Prayer immediately, like right as soon as you wake up for 2 hours, it is so good. And then just going into devotional, reading after that, it is just so, so good. So yeah, just being filled up with the Lord before we go into our day. We got breakfast at 8. Breakfast is about the same every day. Rice, beans, and eggs, but you can't beat it. It's phenomenal. Might throw a little bit of fruit in there every now and then, give it a little bit of spice, but you know, it's a blessing regardless. Yeah, 9 a.m., leave for ministry. The different forms of ministry that could potentially be doing is prayer walks, going to the hospital, working on the farm, or going to the dump, the landfill. I'll do one of the four in the morning for 3 hours, around there, 2 to 3 hours. Lunch at 12. Lunch is always absolutely phenomenal. Such good food here. Wow, I am already at 4 minutes. Okay, I apologize, guys. This is probably going to go to 10 minutes, but if you're sticking around for it, I appreciate you. Yeah, so lunch is at 12. We'll relax up until 1. Yeah, and then we'll go and do one of the other four things. From 1 to 4, and then we'll come back to the farm at 4, dinner at 5, and then whatever goes, you know, past 5 until you go to sleep. But man, it is just so, so crazy here. I mean, the stories of people that I've talked to, their current situations, the things that they have been through, some people who are like super, super strong in their faith. Other people who are just really desperately needing the Lord. There's just so much to talk about. Normally see that on the prayer walks. I probably should have defined that. Prayer walks, we go out and we walk. We kind of just go. And wherever the Lord leads, whether it be somebody in the street, whether it be somebody's house, we just go and we talk and we talk about, you know, whatever we feel the Lord is telling us to talk about. And then we pray over every person, obviously prayer walk. We pray over every person that we come in contact with. That is probably one of the most powerful things I've ever done. There's just such, I don't know, just the Lord, man. Oh, he's so good. He works so much in that time. Same in the hospital visits as well. Just walking into a place where we can bring words of life, words of healing, whether, you know, not be physical healing, we can bring words of healing, words of the Lord. Just so, so, so good. Oh, man. The dump, it's heartbreaking. I'm not going to lie. There's a massive landfill. And some people are out there, you know, scrambling to get what they can get. You know, it really, you know, one man's trash really might be another man's treasure. People are out there. I mean, some people live off of that. Some people go out there and get that stuff, bring it into town and clean it up and sell it. I mean, you get what you get. It's a lot. But we go out there, the people out there, whenever they see, you know, some of the familiar faces, they will go and gather at this pavilion out there. Then we will serve a meal to all of them, make sure everybody eats, and we'll share a sermon or a message for about an hour and a half. Just making sure we provide in both ways, you know, providing for the eternal, but also for, you know, the physical and in the moment, you know, providing what is needed. And then working on the farm, man, a gift, a blessing. I absolutely love manual labor, as mentioned before. This could consist of working in the kitchen, digging weeds around the trees. Oh, speaking of which, how could I not mention the orchard on the farm? Every single tree is free for us to pick and eat. Sounds like a familiar place that I know in the Bible, you know? Like, what a time, what a place to be. That's a blessing. Back to what I was saying, weeding around the trees. What else? Look, I'm drawing a blank here. Just really a lot of landscaping stuff and farm maintenance. A lot of the farm is just used for like producing crops so they don't have to buy as much. Obviously that makes sense, but it's a little bit of a different dynamic here. I feel like there might be more, but that's all that I can think of right now as far as working on the farm goes. But it's really just upkeep, but it's genuinely just so much fun. I could keep talking for days. The Lord is just so good, guys. Like, the Lord is just so good. And for those of you who, you know, are listening to this that have known me my whole life, like, trust me, please. Like, I'm not the same person that I used to be that you've known me from way back. Like, and it's from not anything that I have done either. I've literally just given my life to Jesus. I've submitted to Jesus. That's the point of life. Every single one of us was made for a relationship with God. That's the whole purpose of being alive. And it's crazy. You know, it's crazy how life starts to become abundant whenever you walk in the purpose of your calling. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Shout out to you if you're listening to this, man. I really do appreciate you. If you have any prayer requests, actually, yeah, DM me, text me. I would love to pray. If you have any questions personally about, like, what's going on, what I'm doing that I have not mentioned, if you want to know like stories of like things that I see on a day-to-day basis, or things that I you know, see in house visits, people that I talk to, because I promise, like, if I was to try and talk about all of the things that happen in this little voice memo, it'd be, I mean, nearing 2 hours. Yeah, this is kind of just the gist of things. But yeah, just active ministry, going out, living life with the Lord and on mission for the Lord. But yes, I would really love to share specific details, but this is my little update of just what's been going on. I promise your fundraising money is being used in a way for the kingdom. But yeah, honestly, like, words really can't describe. And the Word talks about that. He pours out peace that makes no sense. And really, that's what the Lord does. He works, He moves, and He is life. He is the source of life. And oh man, I thought I knew life before, but Jesus is true life. Yeah, it's so good. What else do I need to hit on? Worship team. That's been going absolutely amazing. We got to play in a chapel at a resort. Like, what? Like, I would have never imagined that, but that's all the Lord. I'm definitely going to drop some pics with this. As much as I have, I feel like there are some places I haven't taken pictures of. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. The same things that I would probably post on the blog would be the same things I'm going to post on Instagram. But yes, if you go see my Instagram post, please share, repost. I really am behind on fundraising right now. I need to get that up. Nonetheless, I know the Lord has a plan, and He is good. He's sovereign. What else? Oh yeah, worship team, back to that. It's just been so good. The Lord knows I wanted to step into worship, and it's just such a blessing to be going into that. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, if you are keeping up with my stuff, please, like, shoot me a text. Like, I wanna talk. I wanna answer questions. I wanna get personal. You know what I'm saying? What else? We went to the beach last week. Absolutely phenomenal. Some of the best waves, biggest waves I've ever seen. I'm talking like 12 foot, no exaggeration. Like, talk about a blast. Man, what a gift. What a blessing. Back to the resort. We got into a resort for our adventure day. Like, what? Like, these things just don't make sense. It's crazy. It's just life with Jesus. What else? Honestly, that's kind of all I got for right now. I'll probably type a little something up with this, maybe on some things that I missed. But yeah, just know that the Lord is good. He's sovereign. He doesn't change. We serve Him for who He is and not what He does. And life is just good with Him all the time. It's so good. It's such a blessing. I know I've been repeating myself so much, but it's so true. It's such a blessing. That's my little update right now. Probably going to listen back to this and put in anything that I left out. This just saved me a lot of typing. going to go back into the little cafe that I'm in right now, continue to do some work, get in the word of God, and then, what else? Yeah, just probably just live life with the Lord for the rest of the day. But yeah, hey mom, hey dad, hey best friends, everybody who's super close to me that's reading this or listening to this, I should say, what's up? Greatly appreciative for you, regardless, hearts, love, everywhere. But yeah, if you're listening to this, I'm going to pray for you real quick. Dear Lord, I thank you for the person listening to this. God, I just thank you that I have the ability to relay information to them about the work that you're doing in my life. Yeah, God, I just pray for peace. Lord, I pray for more of your spirit upon them. Father, I pray for your love, your true love to be upon them. And I pray that you will reveal to them your face, that they might walk and step more and more with the life that you offer. Father God, I just pray that your spirit will be upon them, God. Your Holy Spirit will be upon them. The Lord, I just pray that you will give the person listening to this only things that you can offer. I just pray that you will meet them with your love in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray that you will continue to be at work within their life. Yeah, I just thank you for this day and all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm at 15 minutes right now. 5 minutes over, but that's all good. But yeah, I'm going to go upload this. But peace, love, and joy from the Lord at all times. Jesus loves you. All right, bye guys.